Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer, a program devoted to American family farms and farmers, the families that benefit from the farms, the food, that sort of thing. So food, family, and farm all together go well together. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally start the program with some interesting and important news that affects farmers. I think that there are a number of things. I could probably take a half an hour to go through things that have happened in this past week that are important. But one of the things that you should know or be aware of, or maybe be reminded of, is that the income tax that was due usually April 15th got pushed back to this past week. So hopefully you have done your deed. That is, well, if you're in the business of farming, there are a number of tax issues that you ought to consider while you're filing or before you file your income tax return. I'm going to spend a couple of minutes talking about what happens if you have crop insurance proceeds, for example, income and any crop insurance proceeds, you got to report that. The money was due this past week, but not the tax return. You have actually till October to get your tax return in, unless you're a nonprofit, and then the schedule changes somewhat. One of the things that we have to keep in mind as we do our taxes is what happens with the weather, weather-related conditions, sales that you had to do. If you sell more livestock or poultry, that sort of thing that normally wouldn't, that you would in a year because of weather-related conditions, you will probably have to or be able to postpone the gain from the sales until next year. There's also a thing called farm income averaging. You may be able to average all or some of your current year's income by allocating it to the prior 3 years. That's something that's done not only on farms, but business in general. If you have a net operating loss, your deductible expenses from your operation, if they're more than other income for the year, you have a net operating loss. Net operating losses can be carried forward to future years or carried back to prior years to get refunds, if you will, or to not have to pay taxes in the next year. I think many of us have used that because it's very difficult to make any money on the farm. Most people who are doing, again, the family size, I would say, if somebody asked me, how would you define a family farm? In terms of dairy, which is the most familiar with dairy, if you got 300 cows or less, then you are running a family farm or smaller farm, and you're going to have different circumstances in your life to deal with on the farm than if you have a farm that's got 500 or 5,000 cows. It's a whole different world. I was talking to somebody that runs a Jersey dairy farm, because I'm buying Jersey heifers now, and I've been going to various farms, and I met this young lady running a farm in Western Massachusetts who is using robotic milkers. And what I didn't realize, and so those of you, I've very much been a traditionalist when it came to milking cows. It was a lot for me to get out of the buckets and put up a pipeline. So that gives you an idea of where my head is. That's what I grew up around, is what I was used to. But these younger kids, that if this young woman is in charge of the herd at this farm in Western Mass, they've got about 300 cows between what they milk and what the young stock numbers are and bred heifers, that sort of thing. So at any rate, they have a robotic setup, and the cows basically determine their own life. They eat when they want to. They get milked when they want to. It's really kind of an interesting reality. If you've never investigated or looked at it, it's something I found it fascinating to see. I thought I knew what robotic milking was until I went there and saw that the cows really have pretty much full control over what they eat, when they eat and when they milk. So anyway, that's off of the subject of doing income and deductions for your taxes. if you could be eligible to claim a credit or a refund of federal excise taxes on fuel used on the farm. If you haven't been doing that and you're using it for farming purposes, absolutely, I do that. Deducting the interest on a loan, proceeds of the loan were used to operate the farm, absolutely deduct every penny of that. Principal is not deductible, but the interest is. Employees hired help, you can deduct the reasonable wages paid for labor hired to perform your farming operations. We all do that. And then the ordinary and necessary cost of operating a farm for profit, deductible business expenses, that sort of thing. I think that it's very important to understand what it is that we are dealing with in order to keep the family farm alive. There should be way more tax incentives than there are. But the problem is that the big guys, the agribusinesses, get in on it. They lobby to get themselves placed in the queue for this money, and it doesn't go to the people. We saw that in spades, triple what it might have been with the Trump administration giving all that money, billions of dollars, to people who weren't on farms, didn't deserve the money. They just they took advantage of a situation that was not well managed by the government. So it's really, and now farmers are back to trying to find out what they can and cannot get from the government. The trade wars that are going on, the pandemic. Farmers now have turned the tide. I noticed in a couple of surveys that farmers are optimistic about this year. And so when you see the corn and soybeans that are being sold to the Chinese, this is, you know, as much as I don't like the Chinese government, the prices that are being paid by them have forced the prices to go up. And now they're the highest they've been in years. Tighter supplies, global demand. And so you look around, okay, how's this year going to be? Our planting is pretty much proceeding smoothly as far as I can see around. I've got a couple of big fields of hay that I'm going to plant in the next week. Usually I have to get it in before Memorial Day. And that's, I see that happening. I hope a lot of you are having that same smooth planting operation. The biggest importer of U.S. farm goods is China. And so as they find themselves unable to feed their people, they find themselves dependent on China. Why we don't use that to our advantage more than we have is beyond me, frankly. U.S. farmland values remain high, interest rates low. That'll keep the lid on farm borrowing, it looks, for this year anyway. Manufacturers of farm equipment. A lot of farmers are trying to make some big purchases, but they're having the same problem we all are. Can't find cars, can't find trucks, because the chips aren't there. And some of the people that I know who have bought new equipment are not happy with it because it's too computerized. But there are a lot of people who have done well. The big farms are the ones that are taking advantage of that situation. So, at any rate, that's where we are news-wise. A couple of other things going on. Maybe I'll get to them in my opinion piece later on in this broadcast. But coming up in a moment, we're going to have a conversation with Gail Fuller, founder of the Fuller Field School, 3,200 acres of conventional farming that'll be in our conversation, certainly. How much land do you have? Think about it. How much land would you like to have? How much land could you have? That'll be a question. We're going to talk about land here with Gail Fuller in a matter of moments. First, though, I thought about your health and well-being, something that I remind you of with regularity every week when we're together. I want you to focus on how well you feel. How do you look? Are you strong? Are you healthy? Ready to take on the world? Are you? Or are you a little, you're kind of slowed down a little because you gained a lot of weight over the winter time and you want to get rid of it. So this is a suggestion for everybody. It doesn't make a difference what you do for a living. But if you are trying to lose weight or you've been on a diet and you've lost the weight, you want to keep it off. That's where Calotrin comes in. Calotrin. A weight loss formula developed by a doctor and three nurses that is just all natural. collagen, protein, aloe vera, digestive enzymes, if that means nothing to you, what really this product is all about is making your body, it helps the formula repairs and rebuilds your body. That's really what this is about. There's no competition for this product at all. Nothing else like it. And it works so fabulously well because it not only helps you lose the weight, it really is number one in helping you keep the weight off. You can get 90 days free right now when you go to toploss.com by using the DJV code, 90 days free and free shipping. But best of all, you'll be successful. You'll feel more connected to yourself. You'll be who you really are by losing the weight and keeping it off. Calitrin at toploss.com. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Gail Fuller is now with us here on the American Family Farmer Show. He's the founder of Fuller Field School, founding board member of Great Plains Regeneration. That's a big topic, regenerative agriculture. And you come from a history of a big farm and using Monsanto Roundup Ready stuff. So I'm guessing now that you've downsized a little bit, you may not have the same attitude as you and your family might have had toward some of these things that, in my estimation, ruin soil health. Am I on the right page with you?
Spot on. You're absolutely on the right page. I grew up on a family farm, and in the 70s, when we were told to go big or go home, that we had to feed the world. You know, the same story we're being told today. We bought in. And we used all the amenities and technologies, and we took the bait, hook, line, and sinker, and it just turned out to be a bunch of false claims, is all we found out it to be.
Mm-hmm. So what did that do? You came from a farm family. Was it your father or maybe your grandfather who felt that they needed to use the Monsanto products in order? You're right. Sonny Perdue said it a year or two ago that if you're, with dairy farmers, you get big or get out. Who the hell wants to hear that from the government? And you hear it from Big Ag as well. So I guess we have to pause for a second here, but when we really start getting into it, I want to know how your family came to have the attitude, if you will, the business attitude that brought them down there. I mean, I get it. You can grow more and make more money, but nobody was really thinking about the future of the soil, which it sounds to me like you've sort of cut the cord on that. So Gail Fuller will continue with us from the Fuller Field School as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll be right back.
legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to ariseusa.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to ariseusa.com. That's ariseusa.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your...
Moving back into our discussion, Gail Fuller, American farmer, American family farmer. We're focused on, I want to get to the regenerative agricultural practices that you came by, but I did ask you about how long was the farm you grew up on in your family?
We were probably above average in size, but it was still pretty typical for my community in the 70s in eastern Kansas. But, you know, the 70s were really good times. There apparently was a lot of farmers retiring. It was easy to grow the farm. Prices were good. Farming was easy. Income was good. And it was a great time to be a farmer. And then we paid for that in the 80s. And in the 80s, you know, it became so difficult to farm that you really had to go big or go home. You had to have more acres just to survive with the very slim margins that we had. And that just kind of led to, you know, to where we are in agriculture today.
Yeah, it did. It gave the big ag conglomerates the chance to take over and either put small farmers out of business or, you know, buy up the land at a cheap price. We certainly haven't had government on our side, and we don't now with Biden coming up with a proposal to tax farm lands when the farmer dies and doesn't get to pass it on to his family unless they come up with 42% of the value of the farm to pay the taxes on it. So we got a lot of people. It just makes me wonder, Gail, and I wonder this out loud all the time. How do we expect, or are we even thinking about this? We've been the breadbasket of the world, but if we continue along the path that we're on, treating soil the way we do, treating health the way we do, treating the animals the way we do, treating the land the way we do, never mind the breadbasket of the world, we're going to be able to feed ourselves. That's my view of it. What do you think?
I think we're already there. You know, in Kansas, it's interesting. Kansas ranks number one in the U.S. in percent of ground that is farmable. We're at 90% of the state of Kansas is farmable, mm-hmm. yet we are importing 90% of our food.
Into Kansas.
So we're into Kansas, yes.
Yeah.
So we're being told that we have to feed 10 billion people by 2050, that it's our job to feed the world, which I personally don't believe. But we're not even feeding ourselves, and one in four kids in Kansas is food insecure.
Oh, my God. Look at how rural America has fallen apart at the hands of ADM and Cargill and the other big conglomerates. They don't give a damn about what's going on in the family. But they just care about the big companies with stockholders and board of directors, and they have to, you know, their job is to provide the largest return they can, and nobody's thinking about anything other than that, except for people like you and I guess me. That's kind of where we're at. And so rather than spend our time complaining about it, let's figure out what you've done to make it better. And maybe this will become a good lesson. The real purpose of this program is to give people ideas on how to be successful in a time when it's tough to be successful on a farm. So you got 162 acres. What do you do with it?
We grow grass-fed beef, lamb. We have pastured pork, chickens, layers, and broilers. We also have a small orchard and a very large garden area that could become a production garden. We've just relocated to this farm in the last 2 years, and we're still putting a plan in place for what it's going to be someday. We also, because I've been on the path of soil health now for 20-plus years, I'm really big into education. We want to help show farmers how we can be regenerative and profitable at the same time, which will help regrow our communities instead of watching them die. So on this new farm, it's highly degraded, typical of any farm in the U.S. right now. Huge loss of soil organic matter. Water infiltration is terrible. And we're now baselining the soil and the diversity on this farm so that we can show our gains as we apply our management to it over the coming years, so we can show neighboring farms how fast we can regenerate, reduce CO2 and be profitable at the same time.
All right, so more of that story coming up with Gail Fuller in the next half hour of the American Family.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
America reporting fewer COVID cases, but some still reluctant to take off their masks. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying yesterday returning to normal won't be easy for everyone.
For 16 months, we've been saying that it's important to wear these masks to protect yourselves. And now what we're saying is it's going to be hard to get back to life as we knew it without these masks. And we're going to do so dipping our toe in the water and having everybody move at their own pace.
The 7-day average of daily new cases down Friday to under 30,000. That's the lowest in almost a year. Closer, but not close enough, apparently.
Apparently, President Biden lowering the cost of his infrastructure plan yesterday to less than $2 trillion, but it's still about $1 trillion higher than the Republican plan. The two sides also disagree on funding sources. Biden wants to tax those making over $400,000. The GOP wants to hike the gas tax. This is USA Radio News. Anti-Israel protests planned across the U.S. today. Cities big and small, from Alaska to Hawaii, Boston, Chicago, New York, L.A., even Bar Harbor, Maine. Meanwhile, Israel and Hamas in the midst of a ceasefire after more than a week of violence, killing over 200 people, mostly in Gaza. President Biden saying yesterday, peace in the Middle East depends mainly on one thing.
We still need a two-state solution. It is the only answer.
Work underway to strengthen the tenuous ceasefire. Egypt, which brokered the ceasefire, now talking with Israel. President Biden apparently planning to meet with members of George Floyd's family next week. The Hill reporting yesterday the meeting Tuesday will mark 1 year since Floyd's death in Minneapolis. The White House not confirming the report. Meanwhile, the White House hoping to push through a police reform bill named for Floyd that passed the House but has yet to pass the Senate. We have our first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, subtropical storm Ana, forming this morning. Ana not expected to impact the U.S. A tropical storm watch issued for Bermuda, though. Ana forming a little early, the Atlantic hurricane season doesn't officially start until June 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs that turn from green to that harvest honey. Oh, what a full.
Back here on this week's edition of the American Family Farmer, chatting with Gail Fuller. Matter of fact, you have a podcast, don't you, called Farmside Chat? Is that a podcast that people can hear with ease? Where do we find that?
No, that I actually did that podcast. That is Farmer's Footprint.
Ah, okay.
And, they do a whole series of podcasts. I just happened to be one of their guests a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, all right. Well, you're doing the same conversation probably with me that you did with them, and it's an important conversation to have. Do you find that the attitude toward what you're proposing here is accepted or not, depending on the age of the farmer?
I don't know if the age has as much to do with it. A little bit, for the most part, in the 5 or 10 years ago, the people that were following the practices or the type of farming that I'm doing were younger people coming out of the cities that were trying to get reengaged with their food, or young people that were coming back to the farm after grandpa maybe had passed, and the farm might have been big enough for grandma and grandpa, but it wasn't big enough for a family of four or five, and they had to find a different way to hold on to the land and make a living off of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think today we're starting to see maybe a turning of the tide as some of the larger farms are starting to take interest in the profitability of what cover crops can bring to the system, and that maybe we can cut back on some of these pesticides and still remain profitable while growing a crop.
Mm-hmm. So on the Fuller Field School, you're the founder of that. You're teaching farmers how to do what you have learned how to do. How does that work? How do people get themselves educated? How do they sign up for this school?
We're actually celebrating our 10th anniversary this year. And it was actually co-founded by a friend of mine, Dr. Joe Clapperton, who is a rhizopharyngologist. And it was simply started as a cover crop workshop in year one. We just wanted to help show farmers how to plant cover crops. In that very first year, Jill was adamant that we were going to source local food instead of just giving out donuts and, you know, the usual barbecue. And also, yeah, she talked about food during her presentation and nutrient density and toxins and things like that. It was the first time I'd ever heard food talked about at a farming conference, and that was pretty sad for a guy almost 50 years old who had never had food discussed at a conference that he'd attended. And from there, the workshop took a really hard turn, and it's a deep dive into the carbon, water, mineral cycles, energy flow, and how soil health is directly correlated with human health, environment, climate, all those things. Also, if they want more information, we have a website, fullerfieldschool.com. They can check it out. We've got this year's speakers, and the dates are set early September 8th and 9th, Nicole Masters and Sarah Keough. And this is going to be a great look at Sarah is a nutritionist. Nicole is one of the great soil scientists of our time. It's going to be a really great two-day discussion.
The land that I use about 800 acres of land in Middlesex County and Worcester County for hay, and I used to grow a lot of corn when I was milking cows. I don't so much anymore. I use baleage with the heifers that I raise. But I find when we compare soils, and I did this dramatically, and there's a couple of videos around, actually. I saw one actually from Australia. You may have seen it, Gail, where two farmers sort of across the street from each other took a look at the land. One had been treated with all kinds of Monsanto stuff, and then there was the other side of the street that was composted, a lot of manure and things in the soil, and it was so dramatic to see the difference. The soil that had been treated over the years by Monsanto products looked dead. It was just kind of like a piece of almost, it wasn't rock, but, you know, it had that gray look to it when you dug it up. And then across the street, you see, and this was early in the spring, so things are starting to grow. You see the roots of whatever is on the topsoil, but you also can see lots of almost activity in the soil. And you know as well as I do that that really is what happens. The old way of doing things with Roundup, etc., is a way to kill the soil. And even if you put commercial fertilizer on it, like a couple of people around me do, to get the crops to grow, you're not doing anything to help the soil. And that's really what the most important at this point. We've allowed ourselves to be sucked in to the Monsanto, Dow, DuPont way of doing things. And now we kind of, I guess I'm looking for an enthusiastic way. I don't want people to say, oh, well, I guess we have to do this. Are people enthusiastic about understanding the ecosystems and what to do to the, and how easy it is actually to make the soil healthier?
Once people drink the Kool-Aid, so to speak, as my friend Ray Archuleta calls it, you know, once they see the farm come back to life and that insects are a good thing, not necessarily just a bad thing, I think they start to realize that, you know, we've been sold a bill of goods by the large chemical companies selling us product that we may and probably don't need, may or may not need, but most likely don't. And as they start to see the soil come back to life above and below ground, they see their crops healthier. Yeah, it's really easy to buy in. But up until that point, it's difficult because you're asking a farmer to get out of their comfort zone. The one thing that Roundup really brought to us, or glyphosate really brought to us in the late 90s and through the early part of the 2000s, it really never made us any more money, but it was convenient. It made our lives easier. And when you're talking about a farmer who's working 15 hours a day trying to make a living, and you give them a product that makes their life easier, pretty easy to buy into it.
Yep, it is. And then you get into the psychology of being a farmer. One of the things that's happened, I guess maybe I'd like you to talk about COVID and how you see the impact of COVID on what you're doing and what people like you who have the same attitude toward farming. I'm one of them. What's COVID done to you and your situation? And maybe to, again, your own input on what it's done to farming in general.
Sure. You know, it's interesting from our point of view because we just moved to the new farm, and we direct market all of our products. So we're in constant contact with consumers, with restaurants, et cetera. So obviously it was challenging, especially during the early, you know, the first 6 months of the lockdown and not being able to meet and trying to get our products delivered, things like that. It was difficult. We also, you know, the positives that come out of that, especially in the early going, was people suddenly started asking questions about food again. First of all, because we had food scarcity all of a sudden in the land of the plenty, because of logistics issues, but also a few people started to realize that immune systems might be important and food might have something to do with that. So unfortunately, you know, it was frustrating for us because we had a great opportunity to educate. We had the consumer's attention for a few brief weeks, but with not being able to gather, it made it very difficult to try to educate. I think there's still some time to do that, and I hope if we learned anything from COVID, it's we better get our immune systems fixed. We better get the environment and the way our food is grown fixed, or the next virus is going to be much, much worse than the one.
Well, but, and then instead of understanding that our immune system is based on eating the right foods and having the right things in our body, it's all drugs, 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 and it's back to Monsanto and that ilk, Bayer and DuPont and all of the drugs that are so much a part of the lay of the land, if you'll pardon the pun. Continuing with Gail Fuller from the Fuller Field School. FullerFieldSchool.com is the website. And I want to talk about mental health issues with farmers. I know you're actively involved in trying to work through some of those issues. We'll get to that in a few moments here in our time remaining on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with some input about how to enjoy what you eat. Most people on the farm eat what they grow, right? But a lot of times there are people, as we grow a little older, sometimes we develop things, allergies to things, and I happen to be allergic to gluten. I had a bout with celiac disease, which comes as a more serious side of gluten, but gluten, not really good for you, even though we grow a lot of the things on the farm that produce gluten. If you look beyond that just a little bit to things that maybe you cook at home, bake at home. Here's a product line that comes from a Midwestern bakery, Ebon's Bakehouse. E-B-A-N-S. Ebon'sBakehouse.com is the website where you can buy the most wonderful cookies, breads, buns, rolls, all gluten-free, yet they taste like they've been made in the most fabulous kitchen in America. Well, they really have been, but the story here is they don't have any gluten in them, so you got to keep them refrigerated or frozen because they have there's no processing, there's no preservative in it. But boy, are they good. Oh my God, are these great cookies, the bakery products. Check it out for yourself, ebonsbakehouse.com. If you decide you want to buy some of their cookies and try that, or maybe hamburger buns, use the DJV code when you check out for a big discount. DJV show is and the related programs that I do all have some of these wonderful connections. Help yourself to them, ebonsbakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a 15% discount. And remember, if you don't like them, you send them back. It's 100% money-back guarantee. But you'll love them, you'll eat them, and you'll be back for more. That's the cookies and the breads that don't have gluten at ebonsbakehouse.com. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a two-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000 up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Back for a couple of more moments here with Gail Fuller at the Fuller Field School, the website fullerfieldschool.com. The mental health side, I know you've been very active with farmers. Our mental health in a collective sense hasn't been great over the past year or past 4 or 5 years with the incursion of bad government policy, big ag trying to put everybody out of business, and then the COVID thing. So how do you bring people around to finding the help and the health that they need if they, you know, suicide rate on the farms? Oof. How are you putting that together? How are you helping people with that?
We're in the initial phases of what we're going to do here. We're going to have a workshop in September. It's going to be the day after our field school. We wanted to address mental health at this year's field school, and the more we talked about it, the more we realized that we had to just focus one day just on mental health. This is just too big of a topic. It is something that is long overdue. There is very little help out here in the country for farmers that are suffering, and way, way too many farmers, and just Americans in general are suffering from mental health issues that are non-diagnosed, not being talked about. Farmers have nobody to talk to. You know, if you talk to somebody, first of all, you know, unfortunately, farmers, the one thing that farmers have is their pride, or so they think. And foolishly, we've let that kind of get in the way. And, you know, and admitting we have a mental health problem or depression is making us look weak and vulnerable, and that's not what farmers are supposed to be. So they don't talk about it, and the answer ends up being just taking a pistol out into the shop at night instead of getting help. But where do they go for help? So what we want to do with this initial workshop in September is find farmers the help they need, but most suicide hotlines, nothing against them. It's a great way to prevent suicides, but in the end, they point them towards the doctors, which put them on the meds, which takes us back to the pharmaceuticals and the chemical companies, and that's not the route we need to be. We've got to get support groups set up where farmers can talk about nutrition, they can talk about their feelings, we can get them on proper diets, we can get some of the stress out of their lives. This is going to be a long, difficult road to hoe. It's not going to be an easy fix, but we've got to address it. So our initial steps in September is trying to train the trainers, because NRCS people, agronomists, none of these people have been trained to deal with farmers with depression, and so it's gone unchecked for too long.
Well, we don't know enough there. You know, when I was a kid and you were a kid, 70% of the people made some living off the land. Now it's 2% are responsible for the farm products. It's a pretty disgusting trend, frankly, and people are so clueless about what goes on the farm. So you've done a great service. I'm proud to have had you on the program. Happy to get to know you and what you're doing. Congratulations. It's Gail Fuller from the Fuller Field School at the website fullerfieldschool.com. Discussing all of the things that we all need to be practically involved in if we're going to survive and save our American family farms. Gail Fuller, thanks for being here. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the American Family Farmer. Don't forget, you can get the podcast of this program every week. Go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Look up Doug Steffen if you want, and you'll find my attitudinal focus on the farm. I love the time of year we're in is so refreshing and rewarding for me. There aren't enough hours in the day fixing fence, getting the cows moved around. I just bought a couple of Jersey, really special Jersey dairy cows that I'm going to milk for myself, and I'm going to use the milk for me and for the calves that we're growing, because much better than milk replacer. It's just a fun, exciting time of year. But as Gail Fuller was pointing out, there's so many issues. We are screwing ourselves over. We have to wake up. It just in general, you know, if you look around at how, this is sort of from the here we go again department. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but we look at all of the way the Chinese are getting involved in things, not only Smithfield Foods, but Tyson's food. They're expanding, looking at Tennessee and some of the longtime farmers there who are now in a pitched battle with Tyson because of the kinds of things things that they are required to do to grow these chickens, the enormous chicken houses, the number of birds that there are, and what we're getting for quality. It just is, it's awful. And the government is up to it. We keep talking about, you'd think somebody would wake up to what is going on, and somebody in government would say, hey, this isn't right. We cannot survive. Tyson ruins my life. One farmer, I'm looking at a guy, Larry Blankenship, 78 years old, lived in Tennessee all of his life. He had barns, older barns, stacked with rows of hens that he was growing, and they had to tear it all down and put up new buildings and dance to the tune. And so he was tired of it, and he just called up Tyson and said, nope, not doing this anymore. Had enough. And so on he went. I mean, I don't know what he's doing now. A lot of farmers have simply just left. Tyson opened up a $425 million processing plant in Humboldt, Tennessee, a $20 million state incentive grant, same from the federal government, to do what? To help out the Chinese? To help out? I mean, Tyson was, I don't know if it was a great American company, but it was all American. Now it's not. Smithfield isn't at all. And the reality is that people living around these hen houses are suffering the same way people around the I was talking, I think, last week about what happens when you ride through cities like El Paso and you witness the 20, 25,000 cows that are stacked up on about 5,000 acres of land. But the cows are all in feedlots. They never get out of the feedlot. They may go through two or three lactations and then they get slaughtered. Their living conditions are awful. The smell, you can smell it from miles away. The same thing that putrid smell that you get. I was reading here when I dug more into the chicken houses that are in Tennessee. There's this one county that has 16 huge chicken houses. You go down the interstate, and all you can, for like 40 miles in any direction, you can smell these, the chicken, not the manure. The chicken manure never smells great. But the odor of the other things that are mixed with the excrement, just awful. And, you know, people smell that and they go, what are we? Well, you'd like to think they would think, like with the dairy, you know, what's the milk like that's coming out of these cows? What's the chicken like that they're growing on these farms? And then there's all kinds of property transactions that are taking place. As I said, the Chinese are buying up land and companies and that sort of thing. It's really incredible what we're allowing ourselves to do, and we need to wake up. Gail Fuller had a great lesson there for all of us. There's another item, the National Farmers Union, to which I belong. I also belong to the American Federation of the American Farm Bureau Federation. But National Farmers Union has joined with some other organizations to represent cattle producers who are having a tough time in the marketplace as well, for the same reason that I just outlined. What's going on with chicken, what was going on in dairy is now going on in beef. And the Livestock Marketing Association is trying to figure out how to market the cattle, trying to bring a more financially sustainable situation to cattle breeders and feeders and growers because of the incursion of meat from Chile and Brazil and South America that really is nowhere near as good as ours. But, you know, the concentration of packers and slaughterhouses has made it very difficult for them to survive. We have a lot of work to do, so let's keep working on it every week. Happy to have your participation in the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.